come in here, Butler up here, they got to get them out of there, turn them out of there, graduated 12th grade, gone through, went through high school, asked one of them, how much timber's in a 6x6, 10 feet or 12 feet long? I don't know. We didn't study nothing like that. Well, what did you study? How much timber's in a 2x4? 8 feet long, 12 feet long. I don't know.
I wonder what the problem is with the teachers, you reckon?
Or? I guess so. Oh, they just got to where they handle it different. Now, the old teachers way back, y'all know that was what they were interested in. They wouldn't talk about all this here science and geometry and all that kind of shit.
I guess you had to use a lot of your arithmetic in the sawmill and
all that. Yeah. You had to know how to figure out how much lumber it was. You shipped a carload of lumber, well, certainly you want to know about what you'd shipped and what it was. Keep a tally. Scale logs. I scale logs for a company in Mobile, buying logs up and down this railroad here. I loaded them and took them up for them. Mail the tally in, they'd send me the check back to get to the parties, you know?
Yes.
Oh, such as that. That's all I ever know anything about. When I retired, I had a nephew up here that had been driving the truck for me 20 years. And I let him have a truck. He said, now, don't you know that's all I know? And I know how to do. And he's got driving one of his own now, still at it.
Yeah.
He's made good at it.
That's pretty good business. I got a brother in the trucking business. There's a big trucking outfit at home where I'm from. And he works for the office, you know, dispatching.
Well, this boy's in the logging business. The two brothers, and they're just in there together and just got them. I let them have a logger's dream.
What's that?
Well, it's kind of a skidder. The only thing is to log with in this country. Now, I wouldn't let you go on my land on one of these dead old tree farmers and things like that, tearing all that young stuff down. I sold 200 acres back up there, and I passed by the other day, the road goes through it, and they've been in there and they've even graded it off. They pushed it all off. I said, if I'd have kept this, that would have never happened.
And that skidder, is that what you move
on? Well, you just take tongs on out there and hook it on a log and pull it up there. And then when you get there with it, boom, setting way up yonder, you pick it up, put it on your truck, lay it down.
I see.
Pull it up in the whole tree. And then you cut them up like you want them, length you want them when you get them up there, and then you hit to pick them up. And he'll get up on his truck, you know, and he'll have the log put on wherever he wants it.
What kind of timber do y'all have around here?
Pine, mostly. Well, there's some hardwood, some oak. They turned in here a few years ago and girdled all the oak and stuff like that. Now they need it. It's a good price. Killed it, you know, didn't you?
How long were you in the logging business altogether?
Well, I started when I was young, right young, and I quit when I was 66 years old.
You've been in it a while, man. Say a lot of people were in that same business around here?
Yeah, there was about 7 little sawmills putting the lumber on down here at the railroad at one time here. I had 2 of them. Other people around here had 1.
You said you were a deacon in your church.
Yeah.
Have you ever been interested in any other kind?